If I could save you $250,000 of unnecessary tax in the next 5 years, would it be worth 6 hours of your time? Up next.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, if you've listened to this show very much, you are probably aware that I love to come when I can to various regions and teach educational events to empower people like you to be able to prepare for a comfortable retirement and eliminate the dangers of outliving your money. Those big dangers that cause most people to outlive their money are taxes, inflation, and market volatility. And so we put together several years ago the best of the best of the strategies and the way we teach these strategies, where we get right to the meat. And we used to take 3 days to teach these educational events. They were called clarity retreats. But life, you know, sometimes gets in the way and people would have a hard time devoting 3 days to plan their entire financial future, which sort of is amusing to me. And so then we would bring them down to about 2 days, and we called them abundance by choice. And then many people said, well, we want to just get right to the point. Doug, could you teach a six-hour event where we could learn how to retire by design, okay, intentionally? And sometimes people still go, 6 hours? I need to do this that weekend or that this weekend. And it still amuses me how many people spend more time planning their summer vacations than they do their entire retirement golden years. So what I want to do is share with you why it's so important to learn to assess where you are currently at in your preparation to retire, where you're wanting to go, because a lot of people wait until it's too late, and then they're having to cure a disease. Now, the word disease means that you're not at ease. Dis-ease, you're not at ease. Normally, we associate not being at ease with our physical health. So that's when we have things at a cellular level in our body that are not at ease. That's a disease. Well, a lot of people are not at ease financially. And so these events are designed to cure that financial dis-ease. And that's what I've done most of my career. I wish I could have prevented a lot of this dis-ease, but unfortunately, a lot of people wait until it's too late, or they find themselves actually guilty of following the herd during their earning years, and they're just busy with life and working, and so they contribute money to traditional IRAs and 401ks, being told, oh, you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket. And they don't realize that's no longer been true or axiomatic now for more than 25 years. Most savers, people who save money, are not in lower tax brackets when they retire. And so now they have to correct that premise, because they're not going to be in a lower tax bracket. And why is that? It's because so many times people are going down the highway of life trying to achieve this destination called financial independence. And they sort of have one foot on the gas pedal, but the other foot's on the brake pedal, so to speak. The foot on the gas pedal is they're putting money into tax-deferred IRAs or 401k, pre-tax dollars, and accumulating it tax-deferred, thinking, oh, I'll worry about it down the road because I'll likely be in a lower tax bracket because I'll be retired and not earning income. Well, I have found that most savers who save money in those kind of accounts find themselves in a higher tax bracket when they retire than they ever were in when they were earning money. Why is that? Well, because the other foot on the brake pedal is they kill their deductions along the way. Okay. Most of us, we want to pay off our house, and so you don't have that deduction anymore. You're not contributing money to IRAs or 401ks in retirement, so you don't have that deduction anymore. The kids are gone. If they're not gone and they've moved back in as dependent adults, you can't deduct them anymore. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions anymore. And Congress, because of irresponsible government spending and the printing of money, keeps raising taxes directly or indirectly. And inflation is sort of like a hidden tax. And so those two big dangers, taxes and inflation, erode away a lot of people's hard-earned savings nest eggs because they accumulate $1 million nest egg. And if they were earning even 10%, theoretically, they ought to be able to pull out $100,000 a year, right? But they pull out $100,000 and they have to pay tax on that, and they're only netting $65,000 because between federal and state tax and whatever, they pay $35,000 in tax. Well, if you need $100,000 to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions, and golf green fees, you have to pull out 50% more in a 33% bracket. You have to pull out $150,000 out of an IRA or 401k to net $100,000 to pay one-third in tax, $50,000. So in a 33% bracket, you have to pull out 50% more. Now, if you had to pull out $150,000 to net $100,000, that million-dollar retirement savings nest egg in those IRAs or 401ks would be totally depleted, gone in 11 years. It would be far better to have $100,000 a year of tax-free income. But sometimes people say, well, you know what? If we just sort of tighten our belt, maybe we can get by on, $50,000 or $60,000. Well, because of inflation, the true rate of inflation the last year or so has exceeded 15% with the actual cost of living increase, gasoline, medical expenses, food, used cars. See, those are not put into the equation of inflation when they compute the consumer price index. Did you know that? So they say inflation's, 8.7%. No, it isn't. It's about triple that. And so you understand that. You're going, what? 8%? Gas went up more than 8%. Food went up more than 8%. Eggs, meat, everything else. It's because they're not reporting everything. They have their way of reporting the cost of living increase because they compare apples to oranges. And they passed those laws clear back in 1980 because they didn't want to pay Social Security recipients the true cost of living increase because they didn't want to afford that. Okay. And so inflation, well, the true rate of inflation has been around 15% plus. 15 divided into the rule of 72 means the cost of living will double in 4.8 years. So in 5 years, if you had, 50,000 that you could get by on 5 years earlier, you're going to now need 100,000 to buy the same gallons of gas and loaves of bread that 50,000 bought just 5 years earlier. And so people are having to take out more and more and more money out of their retirement nest eggs to maintain the same standard of living. And then, government's hard up for tax revenue, and so they raise taxes. This is what I call the tax and inflation power curve. So we teach these retire by design educational events to help people like you eliminate the dangers of taxes, inflation, and also market volatility, because those two dangers cause market volatility. And you're seeing that right now, and you haven't seen anything yet. I predict in the year 2023, we will see continued market volatility, a recession, and what have you. You cannot retire when the market is going down and then up and then down and have any kind of predictable income, because Wall Street was never designed to create predictable cash flow. So that's why at retirement planning is something totally different than what you did for your retirement, like put money in IRAs or 401ks in the market. You need to get your money out of the market so you're not subject to that market volatility and make yourself immune from taxes and inflation by converting to tax-free vehicles and link your returns to the things that inflate, okay?
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. Dimensional Wealth Radio.
The best advice that I've followed is to not follow the herd. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about one of my favorite educational events. I've been doing educational events now for nearly five decades. And we used to teach three-day events and two-day events. Now, people, their time is precious. And so we get right down to the nitty-gritty. And in a half day, about 6 hours, we teach you how to retire by design. So I was talking about how we help people eliminate the dangers of taxes, inflation, and market volatility. And when you come and learn this, you're going to be shocked because many times, this is not fluff, this is not hype, we are able to increase people's net spendable income, usually at a minimum of at least 50% greater income in retirement, oftentimes double, triple, and even quadruple. And we've done this for thousands of people. So I started out this segment by saying the best advice that I've ever followed is to not follow the herd. Yeah, and not to listen to the mainstream media because they are part of the herd. Now, I've been accused of being contrarian, okay, having contrarian viewpoints. And on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, oftentimes I will say certain things, and a lot of traditional advisors will try to throw rocks at what I say when I come out and I, you know, tell you that I've never owned an IRA or 401k. That's the truth. I never will. I've never owned a Roth IRA or 401k, and I never will. And, of course, that drives them crazy because that's what they've been telling you to do, and so it makes them look bad. Or they have been told by their broker-dealer, no, the way that you make a living in the financial services industry is you work hard and acquire, you know, about 300 clients and manage their assets and get, you know, $1 billion under management. And guess what? You can just coast because it doesn't matter whether you make money for them in a given year or not. You still deduct 1% as an asset management fee. And they show, they won't tell you this, but if you started out with $500,000, and if they did what we've been able to do for many people over a 30-year period, take $500,000 without adding a dime, earn an average return, let's say, of, you know, 9.6%. I've actually averaged 9.62% using my favorite financial vehicle called the Laser Fund since 1980, okay? Now, if you understand the rule of 72, if you earned 9.6, you divide that into the number 72, and your money will double every 7.5 years. Yep. And so, you know, $500,000 can double to $1 million in 7.5 years. So then $1 million doubles to $2 million in another 7.5 years. $2 million doubles to $4 million in another 7.5 years. And in the final 7.5 years, that takes it out to the 30th year, that $4 million doubles one more time to $8 million. Okay. Yeah, we have people who started out with $500,000 and they have over $8 million now. But the key is what I do is I show them how to do that tax-free. And so we actually have people who have, you know, $8 million in their portfolio of laser funds, and it's generating, you know, close to $800,000 a year of tax-free growth. If they wanted to, they could live off of that annual growth. They could pull out, you know, $750,000, $800,000 a year without depleting principal, and they don't have to pay tax on that. The IRS knows they're receiving it. The IRS knows everything. But it's tax-free. It's been tax-free for over 108 years in the Internal Revenue Code. It's not showing up on the front page of their 1040 tax return. Why? Because the only income you pay income tax on the front page of your 1040 tax return since 1986 tax reform, when President Reagan was in office, is earned income, passive income, and portfolio income. Earned income is your salaries and wages. Okay. Passive income would be like income from rental properties or equipment that you're renting out, rental income. Your portfolio income is from your investments. It usually comes in the form of interest or dividends or whatever. And so if you have money in IRAs or 401ks invested in the market or maybe with real estate or whatever, okay, that is passive or portfolio income. It is fully taxable. But see, the income that is generated out of these laser funds is totally tax-free. It accumulates tax-free under Section 72E of the Internal Revenue Code, but you are able to access that money totally tax-free under Section 7702 of the Internal Revenue Code. This is not a loophole. This is not a secret. In fact, a lot of congressional people own these, okay? And so, and then when you ultimately die, anything left in the account actually transfers tax-free, but it blossoms usually. It increases in value. If I died in an accident tomorrow, I'm 70. If I died in an accident, every million in my portfolio of laser funds would double to 2 million within 3 weeks after I die and transfer down to my spouse, my kids, my grandkids, a church, a charity, whoever I want to leave it to. And, you know, people say, well, how much does that cost? Well, nothing's free. But it doesn't cost me anything. It's being paid for with a minuscule portion of money that would otherwise go out the window in unnecessary tax if I followed the herd and put my money into traditional IRAs or 401ks. In an IRA or 401k, you have to be earning like 15 or 16%. And in order to do that, which most people don't earn, you have to be in high-risk portfolios in the market. But you would have to be earning 15 or 16% year in and year out on the average to net 9.6% after tax. And the actual truth is most people with money in the market, if they bought and held, would only be earning about 9.14% according to Dalbar, who studies investor behavior. But they say, you know what? Most people don't buy and hold. Most people, especially during retirement, when the market takes a nosedive and loses 25, 30%, they go, enough already. And they sell. They sell low. And then they wait until the market rebounds up, 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 and then they finally buy back into the market high. And so the average return, according to Dalbar, for retirees is 3.49%. That's pretty pathetic. 3.5%. And this is what precipitated the 4% rule in the financial services industry. Because people are only averaging 3.5%, and the broker-dealers do not want to be sued for you outliving your money. They tell their advisors, don't you ever illustrate more than a 4% payout without your client signing a waiver that they will not sue us for outliving their money, okay? That's called the 4% rule, which is ridiculous. I mean, you would if you had $1 million nest egg, they only want you to pull out $40,000 a year. And that's before tax, even in a 25% tax bracket, because probably you're in a lower bracket because you don't have very much money. Is that why you want to be in a lower bracket? So 25% bracket, you pull out $40,000, you net $30,000 after tax. Well, if you subtract the 1% fee on that million, that's another 10 grand after taxes and fees, you're netting 2% or 20 grand. So if I could show you how to earn 8%, how much more is 8? $80,000 a year on $1 million nest egg than a net of $20,000. That's four times. We do this all the time. People experience sometimes quadruple the income during retirement by coming to these six-hour retire by design events, okay? And so when I started out, the best thing I ever did was not to follow the college financial planner pathway. And then I began to research the best way to save for retirement. I became anti-IRAs of 401ks because Uncle Sam is your partner with those. I studied and tested the best way to save for retirement, and that's totally tax-free. And how to participate when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. I've had arrows flung at me my whole career. But some of the greatest critics become my advocates when they finally take time to learn.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.